Our High Calling.
Jesus, Our Best Friend. February 18th. A man that hath friends must shew himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Proverbs 18:24. How few are constantly beholding the unseen guest, realizing that he is at their right hand. How many ignore his presence? Did we treat others as we treat Jesus? What discourtesy it would be thought. Suppose a friend were with us, and we should meet an acquaintance on the way, and direct our whole attention to our newfound acquaintance, ignoring the presence of our friend. What opinion would men have of our loyalty to our friend, of our degree of respect to him? And yet this is the way we treat Jesus. We forget that he is our companion. We engage in conversation and never mention his name. We talk of worldly business matters, and where it does not bruise the soul, where it is essential, we do not dishonor Jesus. But we do dishonor him when we fail to mention him in our intercourse with our friends and associates. He is our best friend, and we should seek for opportunities to speak of him. We should ever keep him in view. Our conversation should be of a character that would be of no offense to God. I know that in many hearts the inquiry arises, where shall I find Jesus? There are many who want his presence, want his love and his light, but they know not where to look for him for whom their hearts yearn. And yet Jesus does not hide himself away. No one needs search for him in vain. Behold, he says, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Revelation 3:20. Jesus invites us to accept his presence. We are to open the door of the heart and let him in. But he will not share a divided heart. If it be given to the service of mammon, if selfishness and pride fill its chambers, there will be no room for the heavenly guest. He will not take up his abode with us until the soul temple has been emptied and cleansed. Yet there is no need of making a failure in the Christian life. Jesus is waiting to do a great work for us, and all heaven is interested in our salvation.